All right. So you know that feeling when you're scrolling through the news and it's just like headline after headline about the markets.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out what it all means.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be super overwhelming, right?
Totally. It's a lot to keep up with.
Exactly. And that's where we come in. Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through all the noise to give you like a clear and concise understanding of what's really going on.
Right to the point.
Yeah, exactly. So specifically today, we're looking at the global financial markets as of March 21st, 2025.
That's right. And we've been digging deep, you know, going through all the latest market news, real-time data, you know, the numbers from the major indices, futures markets.
Wow.
Even the crazy world of cryptocurrencies, you know.
Yeah, of course, got to check on crypto.
Always got to see what's happening there.
So basically, we want to give you the insights you need, like the key trends, the driving forces behind it all.
The stuff that matters.
Exactly, without getting too lost in the weeds, you know.
Right, without all the jargon.
Think of this as your cheat sheet to staying informed.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so let's jump right in. We're going to start with the U.S. stock markets.
Sounds good.
Looking at March 20th, so the day before our snapshot here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 41,953.32.
Okay.
That's a dip of 0.03%.
All right.
Now, for anyone who needs a reminder, the Dow tracks 30 large U.S. companies, so it's a pretty significant indicator.
Absolute big players there.
Then we've got the S&P 500, which finished at 5,662.89, down a little bit more at 0.22%.
Okay.
And the S&P 500, that one tracks 500 of the largest companies, so even broader view, right?
Right. Much wider scope.
And last but not least, the NASDAQ composite that closed at 17,691.63, down 0.33%. And that one, as you probably know, is heavily weighted towards tech stocks.
Lots of tech in there.
So all in all, relatively small movements, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking fractions of a percentage here.
Right, but here's the thing. What's interesting is that this happened against a backdrop of some actually pretty positive economic news.
Oh, really?
Existing home sales, for example, jumped up 4.2% in February.
That's a decent jump.
Yeah, and unemployment claims went down.
Which is usually a good sign.
Right, so typically you'd expect that kind of news to, you know, give the market a little boost.
Yeah, make investors feel a little more confident.
So the question is, why the caution right now?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
What's the counter-narrative here?
Well, there are a couple of big things that analysts are pointing to that are kind of creating some headwinds, I guess you could say.
Okay, I'm listening.
One is the uncertainty around potential policy changes from President Trump.
Hmm. Yeah, that's always a factor.
Right? Markets really don't like ambiguity, and any hint of change can make investors a little skittish.
They like to do what to expect.
Right, exactly. So, you know, maybe they're worried about changes to corporate tax rates or, you know, shifts in regulations, things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the second thing is that the trade tensions, they just keep lingering, you know?
They never seem to go away completely.
Right. It's like this constant background noise and those concerns about tariffs and trade relationships. Well, they seem to be outweighing the positive economic data we were just talking about.
Interesting. So it's like the global picture is kind of overshadowing the good news at home?
Yeah, you could say that it's like a tug of war.
Okay, so that gives us a sense of, you know, what's already happened. But what about looking ahead?
Crystal ball time.
Haha, kind of. Yeah, let's talk about the U.S. futures market.
All right, let's see what those numbers tell us.
What can we learn from those indicators?
Well, as of our latest data, the Dow Jones futures are sitting at 41,122.00.
Okay.
That's actually a decrease of 0.75%.
Hmm, that's a bigger drop than what we saw in the actual Dow yesterday.
Yeah, it is a little more pronounced.
Okay, but then if we look at the S&P 500 futures, those are at 5,571.90, which is basically unchanged.
Right, flatlining.
So we've got the Dow futures down and the S&P futures basically stable.
It's mixed signals for sure.
What do you make of that?
Well, it seems like there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. Investors are still trying to figure out what it all means.
Yeah, they're probably waiting for, you know, more concrete information.
Yeah, exactly. They want to see how things play out.
Okay, so some movement, some mixed signals. Let's go a little deeper now.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, let's talk about the actual factors that are influencing the U.S. markets.
The underlying forces.
Exactly. Where should we start?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve's monetary policy is a big one.
Oh, yeah, the Fed. Always a big player.
Right. So they just had their latest announcement and they decided to keep interest rates where they are.
Which I guess wasn't a huge surprise.
No, not really. It was pretty much what everyone was expecting.
But there's something else, right? Something about their economic outlook.
Yeah. So they actually revised their forecast. And it's kind of interesting. They increased their inflation forecast.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
But at the same time, they lowered their expectations for economic growth.
So higher inflation, slower growth. What does that mean for us regular folks?
Well, it basically means things could get more expensive, but the economy as a whole might not be growing as fast.
Oh, so not the ideal combo.
No, not really. And here's the kicker. The Fed specifically said that the risks associated with U.S. tariff policies were a factor in this revised outlook.
So those tariffs are potentially making inflation worse and slowing down growth.
Yeah, they're a definite part of the equation. And, you know, it's like this domino effect.
Right. One thing leads to another. Okay, so we've got the Fed, we've got the tariffs. Anything else we need to have on our radar?
Well, have you heard of something called a triple witching event?
Ooh, that sounds kind of ominous.
Ha ha, it does have a dramatic name, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So basically, triple witching is when three different types of financial contracts expire all at the same time.
All at once, wow.
Yeah, we're talking stock options, stock index futures, and stock index options.
Okay, so that's a lot of contracts expiring.
Oh yeah, and it happens four times a year.
And the next one is coming up soon, right?
Yeah, March 21st.
Oh, wow. So right around the corner.
Exactly. And get this, the total value of the contracts expiring this time is $4.7
trillion. $4.7
trillion.
That's like mind-boggling.
It's a huge number.
So what does that mean in practical terms?
Well, it usually means increased market volatility.
Volatility meaning big swings up and down?
Exactly, because everyone who's holding these contracts has to decide what to do with them.
So it's like a forced decision point.
Yeah, they have to either roll them over, exercise them, or let them expire and all that activity. Well, it can really shake things up.
Okay, so between the Fed, the tariffs, and this triple witching event, it sounds like things could get pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Buckle up.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here in the U.S., but let's zoom out a bit now and look at what's happening in international markets.
Going global.
Exactly, because, you know, the financial system is all interconnected.
Everything's connected.
So what's the picture looking like out there?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, for example, Germany's DAX index experienced a downturn recently.
Okay. And what's driving that?
Well, part of it is that central banks around the world are generally maintaining interest rates, just like the Fed here.
So that global uncertainty is playing a role.
Yeah, and then you've got the U.S. tariff plans, which are making European markets a little nervous.
Because it could impact trade, obviously.
Exactly.
Okay, the Germany's down. What about the U.K.? How's their FTSE 100 index doing?
The FTSE also saw a slight decline.
So more of that global caution.
Yeah, investors are being a little hesitant about the overall economic picture.
Makes sense.
You know, they're worried that problems in one part of the world could spill over into others.
It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Okay, so Germany's down, UK's down. Was there any good news in Europe?
Actually, yes. The Euro Stoxx 50 index actually advanced.
Oh, interesting. A bright spot in the gloom?
Yeah, it seems like large defense and government spending plans across Europe are giving the market a bit of a boost.
So they're investing in their economies.
Yeah, and that's making investors feel a little more optimistic about the region.
Okay, so even amidst the global uncertainty, there are pockets of, you know, positive movement.
Always looking for those silver linings.
Exactly. Now let's switch gears completely and talk about Hong Kong.
All right, Hong Kong.
Their Hang Seng index has been doing incredibly well lately, with really, really well.
Yeah, they've had a great run.
Nearly 20% growth year to date.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And the main driver behind it is actually pretty fascinating. It's all about artificial intelligence.
AI, huh?
Yeah, there's a ton of excitement and investment pouring into the Chinese AI sector, and it's having a huge impact on the Hang Seng.
So it's like a sector-specific boom.
Exactly.
And it just goes to show how powerful innovation can be, you know? When a new technology takes off, it can really move markets.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect, but in a good way this time.
Exactly, a positive ripple.
All right, let's shift gears again, this time to the world of cryptocurrency.
Okay, into the cryptoverse.
It's a wild world out there, right?
Oh yeah, always something happening.
So where do things stand right now?
Well, Bitcoin, the big daddy of crypto, is currently trading at around $84,481.
Okay, so still a pretty hefty price tag.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But it's actually down about $1,564 from its previous close.
So a drop of about 1.82%.
Yeah, and if you remember, just a little while ago, Bitcoin was actually trading above $100,000.
Oh yeah. Right after President Trump's election.
Exactly. So it's come down quite a bit since then.
That's a pretty big swing.
Yeah, crypto is known for its volatility.
Definitely not for the faint of heart.
Exactly. You got to have a strong stomach to ride those waves.
Okay, so Bitcoin's down. What about Ethereum?
Ethereum is also down a bit. It's currently at $1,987 from 26.6.
Okay, and how much of a drop is that?
Down about $44 from its previous close, so a little over 2%.
Okay, so similar trend to Bitcoin.
Yeah, pretty much the whole crypto market is experiencing some downward pressure right now.
So lots of movement, lots of volatility.
That's the name of the game in crypto.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Stocks, futures, crypto.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, but let's take a step back now and think about the bigger picture.
The macro view.
Exactly. What are the big global economic and geopolitical events that are shaping all of this?
Right, the underlying forces.
Exactly. So we talked about central bank policies earlier.
Yeah, and it's worth emphasizing that this decision to maintain interest rates, it's having a global impact.
Because other central banks are doing the same thing.
Right. It's not just the Fed. The Bank of England is doing it too, and it's creating a lot of uncertainty for investors.
Makes sense.
And we're seeing a trend towards what are considered safer investments like bonds and gold.
People are looking for stability.
Exactly. They want to minimize their risk in a potentially volatile environment.
Okay, so what else is happening on the global stage?
Well, Germany just made a pretty significant move. They agreed to increase state borrowing and reform their debt rules.
Interesting. So they're kind of loosening the purse strings.
Yeah, in a way they're trying to stimulate their economy.
And how's that being received?
Well, it seems to be having a positive effect, especially on European stocks and the euro.
So it's boosting confidence in the region.
Yeah, investors see it as a sign that Germany is committed to supporting its economy.
Okay. And of course, we can't forget about those trade tensions.
Right. They're like the elephant in the room.
They just keep coming up.
And they're having a real impact on global markets. You know, these trade disputes, especially the ones involving U.S. tariffs, they disrupt supply chains. They can lead to higher costs for businesses and consumers.
And they make investors nervous.
Exactly. It's a constant source of uncertainty, and that always translates to volatility.
All right. So to sum it all up for you, the listener.
The big takeaway.
The global financial markets are in a pretty complex state right now.
Lots of moving parts.
We've got positive economic data in some areas, but we've also got those big geopolitical uncertainties, especially around trade.
It's a balancing act.
Central banks are playing a huge role, and we're seeing some really interesting regional variations like that boom in Hong Kong driven by AI.
Right, and those fiscal policy changes in Europe making a difference.
And of course, crypto is always its own wild ride.
Never a dull moment in crypto.
So here's a final thought for you to ponder.
Something to chew on.
Given all of these interconnected factors, you know, everything from interest rates to trade tensions to technological advancements.
Big web.
What single piece of news or data do you think will have the biggest impact on the markets moving forward?
Yeah, what's going to tip the scales?
Think about everything we've discussed today and see if you can come up with your own prediction.
It's a challenge, but it's a fun one.
It is, and it helps you really understand how all these pieces fit together.
Exactly. That's the goal.
All right. That's it for the Deep Dive today. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.